and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast with me, Roisin Hasty. Now, there was really only one topic we could cover this week because it was absolutely everywhere, and that is the return of Glastonbury Festival.
We're open!
How does it feel, Michael?
After 3 years, it's fantastic.
Worthy FM.
Worthy FM has been broadcasting from the festival site in Somerset since 2007. It's run completely by volunteers who become the community radio station of the 200,000 people gathered on site for the weekend. And it's a snapshot of all the amazing experiences happening at the festival, giving those of us who aren't there a window into the madness. And on Friday, just as everything was really getting going, I caught up with one of the station's presenters and crew, Jez Smith. So, let's get to it. When we were emailing each other to set up this interview, you assumed I'd be on site at Glastonbury. which is so heartbreaking because I'm not. I'm very much at home doing this on Zoom with you. I've got such FOMO. But for everyone, just describe the setup that you've got at Worthy Farm.
So I always describe us as running a radio station in a porter cabin on a dairy farm. So we start from that, basically. We start from that kind of, that basis. We have a studio, we have a production room, we have internet to a degree, comes and goes a little, and we broadcast on FM as well, all around the site. So we're kind of doing two things, really. One is the people listening around the world who aren't here this year and want to hear about it. And we start broadcasting before the festival opens too. So people kind of packing and getting ready, and we get news and information out to them. And then obviously when people are coming in their cars or they're parked in the car parks, we're doing traffic and travel. We have a slightly captive audience, I guess, on FM. So as much as the world is heading digital, FM is still a really big part of what we do because people are in their cars and they've still got old car radios and things.
Yeah, I mean, the en masse pilgrimage to Glastonbury every year completely blocks up the roads, doesn't it? So I guess that's when traffic and travel on FM radio comes into its own.
Massively, massively. Especially if there end up being like traffic jams on the roads or sort of something happens. One year, lots and lots of cars got stuck because it had been really, really rainy. And we started putting out half-hourly bulletins on how to find the towing eye on your car. So you could get your car towed out. None of us knew how to do that. And then we were experts in towing eyes by the end. So strange things happen, you know.
That's amazing. And in terms of like the guests that you get on air, you speak to people who are performing at the festival, you speak to people who are working at the festival, stewards, you get Michael Eavis on every year to do a weather report.
Hi Worthy FM, I'm Tansy, I'm on the bin painters team.
That one made a much better sound.
Introduce your co-bin painter.
So this is my co-bin painter for the day, my dad, Matthew.
I'm Matthew. I'm painting bins today.
What is your favourite design you've done thus far?
Oh, I've done some really pretty Mick Artistic's Ego Trip bins, one of the bands that's playing here.
We don't tend to cover the big stuff. There are other broadcasters that cover the big stuff, the pyramid stage and the other stage and that stuff. You know, we don't tend to do that. But we do everything else. People working on the festival when the gates open, we go down. We on Wednesday, Michael Eavis opened the gates down at Pedestrian Gate A. We did some coverage of that. We talked to the stewards, the plumbers, the people who are on site for 3 months beforehand, the random little walk around things. There was a guy a couple of years ago, who broke the world record for balancing a lawnmower on his chin.
It's just sensational stuff. And he's there.
Quite like it. I mean, that lawnmower was balanced to perfection on such a beautiful
I'll never forget where I was this day.
I will be telling the grandkids about
this. Oh, this is legendary.
These are the memories that will last forever. And I'll never look at a lawnmower in the same way ever.
So yeah, anything that's going on site. Glastonbury is a huge festival with so much going on that there's always interesting stuff to cover, you know?
You're basically capturing the madness and everything that goes on at Glastonbury that isn't the big headline acts, it seems.
Absolutely, because the mistake people make when they first come to Glastonbury is they think that Glastonbury is the coverage, is kind of the pyramid stage and the other stage, and they spend all their first festival down by those big stages. And then when they come to the festival two or three times, they realise there's so much more to the festival than the main stages. And it's that we kind of try to bring across to people, to say to them, look, you know, yes, the stages are happening and they've got some amazing acts on, but but there is so much else to be covering, and we get out there and share that with everybody, basically. Yeah.
And as a station, Worthy FM is entirely run by volunteers. You're a community station. How does that all come together for this iconic week of the year when the world is focused on Glastonbury?
So we always have a core crew. We always have like a small group of people who come back every year, who know the festival really well, who know the station really well, can troubleshoot and firefight and all that sort of stuff. But we're really, really passionate about giving people kind of their first break or some really good experience. So we have a crew competition every year. People can, you know, apply, and if they're successful, they get on the crew for the year and get a show. We try and mix things up and try and rotate things so everyone gets a chance to join in and take part in the way they want to. And we've had some, I don't know if it's entirely up to us, but Michelle Owen, the Sky sports presenter now, she started on Worthy FM back in 2011. I actually remember listening to her audition tape, and it jumped out at me straight away. I was like, wow, you are really good. We should get you on air. And she turned out she was really good, because now she's doing this for a living. So we do have some people that go off into the industry as well.
Yeah, it's such good experience. I mean, imagine your first experience on air being at Glastonbury Festival. That's amazing.
but it's also this is a different thing. You know, this is a very difficult thing to do. There's an endurance thing of surviving the festival, because you're walking long distances, you're doing late nights, all that sort of stuff. There's kind of a stress element to it. It's a really live, emergent festival with things changing and things being updated all the time. People either love that or they freak out at it. We once had someone who was, they came down for a year, they're a professional radio presenter. And on the first night, I remember them coming to me and saying, so who's my producer? And I said, well, we don't have producers. And she said, well, where's my playlist? I said, we don't have a playlist. And by the end of the night, they were freaking out. I can't do this. I need a producer. I need a playlist. And I said, look, this is the most amazing radio you'll ever do. Like, you have, you know, within constraints, you have a lot of creative freedom here. And 24 hours later, they came up to me and said, this is amazing. I'd never realised that you could not have a producer and a playlist and all the things I'm used to, the home comforts I'm used to. So you have to be kind of, I wouldn't say resilient, but you have to be open to just going, well, this changed, this happened, this thing's happening now. I've had guests thrown on my show before now where literally someone's opened the door and gone, here's your guests. And I've had no idea who they are, what their name is, what they do. They didn't speak much English. And so I had to do an interview working out live on air who they were and what they did.
I mean, it's like a sink or swim situation, isn't it? In terms of like, if you are dipping your toe in the water for broadcasting live on radio, you know, what better challenge to set yourself than being on a farm with limited resources, but with also the richest content going, you know?
Absolutely. And there's one thing we have now where we all take audio recorders out with us 24 hours a day. And that follows 2009, where during the festival in 2009, Michael Jackson died. It was announced about 11 o'clock at night or midnight. We were all out on site and there was so much reaction. Everyone was walking around going, Michael Jackson's dead, Michael Jackson's dead. And none of us had audio recorders. We thought there's this moment of musical history passing us by right now and we didn't capture it. So from 2010 onwards, we're 24/7 with our recorders in case something happens, in case you sit down in a bar, you get chatting to someone. I once got chatting to someone, a random Somerset local who designed the original pyramid stage. And I was like, well, we had this chat about his design of the original pyramid stage. And I was like, actually, can I get my recorder and record you? And got this audio about the guy whose idea the pyramid stage was. Just random moments like that really make it.
Love that. And that's kind of like, that's kind of like a golden rule, really, isn't it? That you can never really be off when you're creating content for a radio show, especially when the radio show is about an experience you're having across the weekend. You want to bring every element to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You don't want to miss anything. But yeah, and yesterday, actually, I went and interviewed a drag queen, a drag act who's on the cabaret tent. And at the end of the interview, he said, do you want to come on stage with me tomorrow night? So I'm getting on the cabaret stage tonight. I wasn't expecting that this time yesterday, but it's going to make a great feature. What is it like to be on the cabaret stage at Glastonbury, you know?
Oh, the experiences that you are having from taking part in Worthy FM sound incredible. It's not making my FOMO any worse, Jez, so...
Sorry. it's a bit cloudy and cold today, so you're not, you know...
That's more like it, that's more like it.
Yeah, definitely.
So how long have you been involved in Worthy FM for now?
Turns out this is my 15th year. It's my 25th Glastonbury this year. I first came here in 97, my 25th anniversary of Glastonbury, and my 15th year with Worthy FM. So yeah, longer than I realised, I think, yeah. And also, I mean, the community part's really interesting as well, because so many people at this festival go back a very long way with this festival. People from the 70 and 71 festival, there aren't many of those around anymore. But you meet people who've been doing that, the job they've been doing on site for 25, 30 years quite often. We all know each other. It's this weird thing where we don't work together throughout the year. And obviously with COVID and the last few years, we haven't worked together for, 3 years now. But as soon as we all come back together on site, we all know each other, we all know how each other work, and we just deliver this amazing show. It's a really interesting thing, rather than just like a 9-to-5 office thing. It's more kind of, you know, we go away and then suddenly, boom, here we are, we do this, and then we go away again. Yeah.
So for anyone that is listening to this that thinks, I would love to be part of Worthy FM 1 year, how can they get involved in being part of the station?
We're just looking for people who sound like they'd make great radio at a festival. You know, some people come in very, very polished and very rehearsed. You know, you sometimes think, well, are you going to survive the slight chaos that is Glastonbury? There's that option. But also we tend to have people that just drift in. We were chatting to some people in a bar last night, and one of them was saying, well, I used to do radio production, you know, can I come and just see around the station? I was like, yeah, of course. Here's my number. Come up, have a look around. Come and say hello to us. We're not technically in a public area, but we can get people up. So yeah, if people want to come and just sort of find out more about what we do, then just get in touch with us. And listen. And I suppose the other thing as well is listen to Worthy FM. Like, listen to what we sound like and what we are, and see if that's for you, because you don't want to come here and have a bad time. You don't want to come here. You know, we're not... When some volunteer jobs at Glastonbury, you get your 8-hour shift or your 4-hour shift and you do your shift and then you're off for the day. We're kind of always part of this with this family that do what we do because we love it. So of course we get time off. Of course we go out and see bands, but this isn't a kind of what are my hours job. It's working at Worthy FM is, I think, the best festival experience I've ever had. I've been doing festivals for many years. So we let people we want people who kind of want to join in with that and not to say, well, it's a way into Glastonbury so I can see some bands, you know?
Yeah. And obviously you've got a lot of experience in radio in this industry over the years. So we always end this podcast by asking our guests to go through their 3 tips for anyone wanting to work in this industry. What would your advice be?
The first thing is that you can do it. You really can. I wouldn't say it's not difficult because you have to put the work in. But I loved it once. A guest came on my show and said, I can't do this. And I said, can you do talking? And they said, yeah, I know how to talk. I was like, well, there you are then. As long as you can do talking, then you're fine. I think the other thing is saying yes a lot, because the more you say yes to stuff, the more good stuff happens, even if, or especially if, it feels like it's taking you out of your comfort zone. You know, the first time I drove a desk, I'd never driven a desk before, and I sat there terrified. But the next time I drove a desk, it was better. And then onwards from there, it got better and better and better. And I guess the other thing is, have fun, because it comes across. If you're not enjoying this, if you're doing this for the wrong reasons, that comes across in your voice, it comes across in your content. Having that passion and following your passion for what you do, you know, is just a huge, huge part of being successful, I think, in anything, but especially this, where you're sharing your passion with other people and they're listening to you, you know?
Oh, whether you were at the festival or not, Worthy FM feels like a bit of a way into sharing that Glastonbury experience. Big thanks to Jez for taking the time out to chat to us in the midst of it all. As always, you can send us your suggestions for future episodes by emailing podcast@radioacademy.org. And if you're after more insight from the industry, you can sign up to become a Radio Academy member for just £3 a month. Thanks for listening.